Which of these realities is you? Who are you? Who do you think you are? We, just to complete the game, we'll just go one more. One more flip. You disappear, I disappear, the television receiver disappears. We have just entered into the formless, called the void. Not nothing, that's something. These are all relative realities. Physical, psychological, astral, soul, one. All of those are relative realities in form. They are all relatively real. No one of them is absolutely real. If you try to stand in one of them, you're going to have to deny all the rest of them. And if you're standing in one of them and saying, who I am is my psychological self, and then suddenly you have a dream or a vision or your consciousness alters, you say, I was out of my mind, or I had a hallucination. In the New York Times last year, there was an article in the Sunday supplement, a study done on mysticism in America. And it said 2/5 of the population of the United States have had a transcendent mystical experience. That's an enormous number of people who have gone outside of their ego structure. A sampling of those 2/5, 85% said it was the most profound experience of my life and I never want to have another one. Can you hear that? Because it upset the apple cart. Because if you want to hold on to your neurosis, and suddenly you've been catapulted out to where you are experiencing oneness with the universe, what happened to your neurosis? And if you've built a whole game plan around your neurosis, you are left with nothing, nowhere to stand. So it is true that most people in society are pushing away experiences that indicate that they have an identity on other planes of reality in order to hold tightly to the plane they are comfortable with. Now, what is liberation within that context? A liberated being is somebody who has moved out of the reality that they thought was absolute initially in their life into another reality and another reality and another reality, and they are liberated from being stuck in any single reality. Okay? Somebody we call psychotic is in a reality other than the one that, say, 3 psychiatrists agree to. Like the example I gave, I think, in The Only Dance There Is, where I visited my brother who was thinking he was Christ and the psychiatrist who thought he was a psychiatrist, right? And they both were in a room together, convinced the other one was insane. Okay? But the insanity is clinging to any reality. I didn't say functioning in any reality, I said clinging to any reality. A conscious being functions in all realities. Can't you have your astral identity and your physical identity and your psychological identity and your spiritual identity and your identity as the one and your beyond identity all here and now? That's what the game is. Would John Morley call his house, please? Who you are in an evolutionary sense is somebody who in this very lifetime has begun to awaken to your predicament of a limited reality. That's it. If you think of the image of a clock, 12 o'clock, perfect harmony in the universe, perfect flow. A metaphor you can work with about 12 o'clock, Garden of Eden. Everything is in relation to everything else. There is no separateness. Within that perfection, God has said, man has choice. That's part of the perfection. Choice to do what? Choice to act in opposition to the will of God, in opposition to the flow, to the harmony. Okay? If you cannot get into an emotional reaction to the Garden of Eden story, it will teach you a great deal at this moment. Before eating the apple, which is the apple of knowledge, in which man goes into duality, dualism, in which he then knows, but no longer is. He has separated himself in order to know. He wants to be God. He wants to know, not just be. Following eating of the apple, God finds him covering his genitals with a fig leaf. And God says to him and to Eve, who told you you were naked? Where did separateness come from? Where did shame come from? Why do you even think you're separate? Because the minute you start to think about something, you have separated yourself from the flow. Now be careful, because I'm not knocking intellect. I'm merely doing what Vivekananda talked about, shifting the intellect from being a master to being a servant. Okay? 1201, you ate the apple. You ate the apple, by the way. Right. Now you suddenly look around and you see it all, but you're no longer part of it all. You are experiencing your own separateness, the beginning of alienation. Okay. You are cast out of the Garden of Eden, out of the flow, out of the self-consciousless flow. From 1201 to 559, birth after birth after birth after birth, you are born into your separateness again and again and again, and each time you spend your life trying to optimize the control with your separateness in order to re-experience what you had at 12 o'clock, but still keep your own sense of separateness. In other words, you want to be God and have your own heaven. That's what somebody in Miami Beach wants, is to be God and have his own heaven, the way he wants it. Everything you have done, birth after birth after birth after birth, and you know how many births we're talking about? I mean, I can't do enough afterbirths. Buddha gives the example. Remember this story? Buddha said, if you took a mountain that was the width, the length, that it would take an oxen to walk in one day, which is about 6 miles. It's 6 miles long, 6 miles wide, and 6 miles high. And every 100 years, a bird flies by the mountain with a silk scarf in its beak, and it runs the scarf over the top of the mountain. In the length of time it would take for the silk scarf to wear down the mountain, that's how long. Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. If you want to get a little sense of the time, just look at how many times you've blinked your eyes since you walked in here. Those are like lifetimes. It's just the time change, time shift. This whole thing you're involved in,
this is the big one,
right? You've said that for the last 10,000 of them, okay?
This is the one I'm going to do it,
right? Just one more pizza, right? And there it is. Another birth, another pizza. To start another dimension of this evening, for those of you that know these words, words of birds, sit straight and just breathe into your heart and keep rising on the energy in this room, all right? Let the words flow in and out. You don't have to turn off that reality to do the other thing, but you can go beyond the words here too. The words are to keep the intellect calm, so another process can go on tonight. Six o'clock, despair. I have tried every strategy I know in order to master the universe and be in control of it and recreate the Garden of Eden, and I can't do it. Despair. Despair is the prerequisite for awakening. 6:01, right in the middle of a birth, you began to awaken. Now, why do I say in the middle of a birth? Because between births, you have awakened each time, only to go to sleep again as you took birth. But often you resisted the awakening between births. See, a person that, say, at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, who's already awakening during a birth, is different than somebody at 4 o'clock who didn't awaken at all during the birth, who denied all awakening, was the 85% who said, I never want to have that experience again. The person at 4:30 dies, they're dying, they say, save me, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. Do whatever you need to do, keep me from dying, and then they're dead. And a moment later, a voice says to them, welcome. And they say, if I'm hearing a voice saying welcome, I guess I didn't die. And the voice says, no, you did die. For a person at 4:30, utter confusion. That confusion can last until the next birth. It's called purgatory. 8:30, however, you're dying, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, you still don't want to die at 8:30, you see. You don't not give a damn till around 11:15. At 8:30, I don't want to die, I don't want to die, save me, save me, save me, you're dead. Welcome. I guess I didn't die. No, you did die. At that moment, those moments of awakening you had during your previous birth suddenly flick over into figure instead of into background, and you say, far out, all that stuff that happened to me was real. And then you're wide open, and then you are a collaborator in the preparation for your next round. You work with the cosmic karmic council. In the realm of the astral mishuganas. In planning the next dance.